This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
The oldest living winner of the Kentucky Derby is living a life of leisure at a retirement farm in Kentucky. Silver Charm won the Derby in 1997. Gary Stevens was his jockey.
He stuck his ears back again and flattened his head out and found another gear, and it felt like we could have gone around again and nobody was going to get by him.
Silver Charm won the Preakness too, but didn't get the Triple Crown at the Belmont. A three-year-old then is now 30. He's living at Michael Blowen's old friend's farm and is treated like royalty.
Silver Charm only has four teeth left, and so he can't chew the big cookies. So now Mrs. Pastures provides us 200 pounds of crumbs.
Silver Charm poses for pictures. More fans seem to stop by around Derby time.
He's a great ambassador for what is great about this sport and what keeps it going.
About 250 former racehorses call old friends home, including Zippy Chippy, who never won in 100 races. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawsuit settlement payout. I'm May Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. A deadline is looming for millions of businesses who may be entitled to a payout in a $5.5 billion antitrust settlement with Visa and MasterCard. Any businesses that accepted Visa or MasterCard credit or debit cards in the U.S. between January 1, 2004 and January 25, 2019 may be eligible to receive part of the settlement. The settlement stems from a 2005 lawsuit that alleged merchants paid excessive fees to accept Visa and MasterCard credit cards, and that Visa and MasterCard and their member banks acted in violation of antitrust laws. The deadline to file a claim is Friday, May 31, 2024. Claims can be submitted on the claims portal paymentcardsettlement.com and by mail if a company received a paper claim form. Only businesses that submit a claim by the deadline will get money from the settlement. The amount of the payout for each business will be calculated after all claims are filed and validated. May Anderson, New York.
Drinking less or no alcohol is one path to better health. New research shows that moderate drinking doesn't have the heart benefits it once thought to have. Dr. Amanda Chung with Northwestern Medicine explains that by looking at various studies, findings show that drinking less is healthier for you.
In a more recent study that was a meta-analysis looking at all the prior studies that were done and accumulating all that data or synthesizing all of that data, it suggests that actually there really isn't any level of alcohol consumption that is considered beneficial.
The United Kingdom, France, Denmark, Holland, and Australia recently reviewed new evidence and lowered their alcohol consumption recommendations. And Ireland will require cancer warning labels on alcohol starting in 2026. Drinking raises the risk of several types of cancer, including colon, liver, breast, and mouth and throat. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Utah family is amazed and relieved after their cat survived 6 days without food and water being shipped to an Amazon Returns warehouse in California. Carrie Clark says Galena, a 6-year-old American shorthair, loves to hide in cardboard boxes.
She loves to play in boxes. It's just like part of her personality.
Her husband Matt returned a package early this month, not realizing it literally contained a puss and boots he decided not to purchase.
We had no idea, so Matt took her to took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
They searched the neighborhood, put up flyers, and posted notices on Facebook lost pet pages in Lehigh, Utah. A week later, Clark received a text that Galena's microchip was scanned. She was discovered and cared for by an Amazon worker who happens to rescue cats.
It was just the best, because I know that under other circumstances that she wouldn't have been found.
Clark hopes Galena's story will encourage other owners to use pet microchips. I'm Norman Hall.
Researchers in Indonesia have observed an orangutan who had a raw, ugly wound on his right cheek apparently treat it successfully using leaves from a medicinal plant, one used by people throughout Southeast Asia to treat pain and inflammation. The scientists believe the adult male, named Rakus, may have sustained the wound in a fight with another animal. In the journal Scientific Reports, they report observing him pluck and chew the plant's leaves, use his fingers to apply the juices to the injury, then press the remainder to cover the open wound like a makeshift bandage. Photos show it healed within a month without problems. Previous research has documented several species of great apes foraging for medicines, but scientists hadn't yet seen an animal treat itself this way. I'm Ben Thomas.
Across the U.S., the Catholic Church undergoing an immense shift. Generations of Catholics increasingly embracing religious conservatives who believe the church has been twisted by change. Theology professor Matthew Ramage.
The church of the future in America is definitely going to be more orthodox, more follow the catechism, and possibly even a form that goes over the top on some of those things.
The shift molded by plummeting church attendance, increasingly traditional priests, and growing numbers of young Catholics like Madeline Hayes searching for more orthodoxy.
I think a lot of young people are like just really lost.
I'm Julie Walker.
A new digital campaign involving Holocaust survivors has been launched to fight rising anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. The campaign, called Cancel Hate, features videos of survivors from around the globe reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. Holocaust survivor Hedy Argent.
The Holocaust did happen. Your words matter. Cancel hate. Please.
The project comes amid a backdrop of an Israeli offensive in Gaza, in which over 34,000 Palestinians have been killed so far. 1,200 Israelis were killed in a deadly Hamas attack on Israel on October the 7th. The situation in the region has led to heightening global tensions, with claims of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents rising around the world. I'm Karen Shamas.
53% of those who responded to the poll by the American Press Institute, the Associated Press, and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very concerned that news organizations will report inaccuracies or misinformation during the election. 42% express worry that news outlets will use generative artificial intelligence to create stories. 47% expressed serious concern that news outlets would report information that has yet to be confirmed or verified, and 44% worry that accurate information will be presented in a way that favors one side. Michael Bolden, CEO of the American Press Institute, says a lot of suspicion about journalists is sown by politicians, but Bolden says there's also a growing disconnect between news organizations and communities that news outlets need to address. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, sources have told the Associated Press. It's a historic shift for generations of American drug policy, and it could have wide ripple effects across the country. There are still multiple layers of review that have to be done on the Biden administration proposal. Still, it would recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. But it would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational use. Marijuana is currently classified as a Schedule 1 drug alongside heroin and LSD. The proposal would move it to Schedule 3 alongside ketamine and anabolic steroids. Federal drug policy has lagged behind many states in recent years, with 38 having already legalized medical marijuana and 24 legalizing recreational use. The decision comes after President Joe Biden called for a review of federal cannabis law in October 2022, and he also moved to pardon thousands of Americans convicted federally of simple possession of the drug. Biden and a growing number of lawmakers from both major political parties have been pushing for the DEA decision. Marijuana has become increasingly decriminalized and accepted, particularly among younger people. A Gallup poll last fall found 70% of adults support legalization. That's the highest level yet recorded by the polling firm, and more than double the 30% who backed it in 2000.
Regular mammograms to screen for breast cancer should start younger. With more women in their 40s getting breast cancer, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says females should begin mammogram screening at age 40. Dr. John Wong of Tufts Medical Center in Boston is also the vice chair of the task force.
Our new recommendation has shifted to recommending that all women be screened every other year, starting at age 40. To help them live longer, healthier lives.
Wong says breast cancer among women in their 40s has gone up 2% annually since 2015. I'm Shelley Adler.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggest that pregnancy-related deaths in the U.S. have fallen back to pre-pandemic levels. Figures show about 680 women died in 2023 during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. That's down from 817 deaths in 2022 and 1,205 deaths in 2021, when it was the highest number of deaths in more than 50 years. The CDC says fewer deaths are mentioning COVID-19 as a contributor to pregnancy-related deaths. And experts say that in the worst days of the pandemic, burned out physicians may have added to the risk to pregnant women by ignoring their worries. The CDC says its numbers for 2023 are provisional and are expected to change after further analysis. I'm Donna Water.
The Department of Agriculture will test ground beef for bird flu particles, although officials say they're confident the nation's meat supply is safe. Bird flu has been found in nearly 36 dairy herds across 9 states. The new testing is the latest effort by the government to track and understand how the virus is spreading among livestock. A week ago, the USDA confirmed it found non-infectious remnants of the bird flu virus in pasteurized milk. Scientists say there's no evidence to suggest people can get bird flu by consuming food that's been pasteurized or properly cooked. I'm Shelley Adler.
By May 1st, students usually know where they're headed to college in the fall. This year, most still haven't received financial aid offers. A series of missteps by the Education Department on their revamped FAFSA application has made it harder than ever. So many students don't know where they're going to college or how they're going to pay for it. The National College Attainment Network reports that the number of students who have successfully submitted the FAFSA is down 29% from this time last year. And it's even worse at schools with more low-income students. Federal education officials say they're addressing lingering bugs, but making progress. The agency said more than 8 million student applications have now been processed and sent to colleges, and new applications are being processed within 3 days. A Japanese town is trying to deter tourists by building a giant screen to hide a popular attraction. What does a town do when it's had enough of its tourists? It hides one of its iconic sites. Fujikawa Gachiko is a town known for being home to a near-perfect shot of Mount Fuji, seeming as if it's sitting atop a local convenience store. Since the photo spot has gained popularity, locals have complained about visitors blocking narrow sidewalks, crowding the street, or walking into neighbors' properties. So the town is building a more than 8 feet tall black mesh net to block the view of Mount Fuji. Anthony Hawk, a 26-year-old tourist from France, thinks the screen is an overreaction by officials.
There's not that much, like, very special here, to be honest. It's just a Lawson and the Mount Fuji in the background.
Hawk thinks it's just a viral photo sensation.
For me, I don't think it is rational.
The net is expected to go up by mid-May. I'm Haya Benjwani.
Airbnb is offering stays at some unique locations. There are 11 temporary listings called icons. Airbnb got the idea after seeing the response to a Barbie-themed house in Malibu, California.
Hey, Barbie.
Yeah.
Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure.
On the icons list is an overnight stay at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, a sleepover at the Ferrari Museum in Italy. A house in Minneapolis owned by Prince will be available for a year. There's a stay at a home in New Mexico, detailed to look like the one from the Disney Pixar movie Up.
So long, boys! I'll send you a postcard from Paradise Bowl!
The Airbnb version doesn't fly. To get these icons, you'll have to fill out a profile, explain why you want one of the listings, Winners will get to book what they want for free or for under $100. I'm Ed Donahue.
The world's nations finished a round of negotiations early Tuesday on a treaty to end plastic pollution and have made more progress than they have in three prior meetings. Among the takeaways from the current meeting, the talk shifted in Ottawa from sharing ideas to negotiating treaty language, while limiting how much plastic is manufactured globally is on the table. Work on the treaty will continue between now and the next meeting. Negotiators aim to finalize it this fall. Many travel to the Canadian capital from communities affected by plastic manufacturing and pollution. Julia Dabouzin, a Canadian parliamentary secretary, says there has been a monumental change in the tone and in the energy of the talks. I'm Charles Lilledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.